Welcome to Unbreakable Latina. Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on. I missed you guys so much. It's only been a week. It feels like it's been like 3 or 4 weeks, but so much has happened. I really, really needed that vacation that I went on. I actually took a couple more days in between. Like before the vacation, I took like 2 days off. And then after the vacation, I took another 2 days off because I needed a couple of days just to get my life together or just to rest and lay around and do whatever, because I've been so go-go that I felt like my room was a mess. So before I went on vacation, I did some spring cleaning. I got rid of my clothes that I always hold on to because I'm going to wear it one day. And I used to, when I didn't have a podcast, casi cada mes, for sure, I would clean out my closet. And I don't know about you, but for me, cleaning out my room, my closet, getting rid of stuff, it just brings me joy. Like, I feel like, okay, like, let's have a fresh start. Let's have some space to bring in new clothes, because lately I've been going to Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Ross, Burlington Coat Factory. I have found so many cute dresses and so many cute shirts, and they are good brand names for a fraction of the price. I will forever be a budget girly. And when people ask me where I got my clothes or where do I shop, I always tell them where, and no one's asking like how much was the price, but I'm like, this was $10, can you believe it? I also love shopping at those stores because there's not a lot of the same clothes. Like, you're gonna find like a couple dresses of the same kind, pero no van a ver como 20, van a ver como unos 3 o 4, and you might not find your size, or you might find them all your size. And not everyone has the same clothes, because I don't know how Ross or Burlington work. Like, maybe it's stuff que ya no está en fashion, or it's just a new line that the brand pushed out. I don't know. Anyways, I got a couple dresses for like $6, so I was loving it. So for my birthday trip, I went to Oaxaca with my mom and my sister. We usually take a trip every year, the three of us. And well, actually, we've taken like 2 or 3 every year. But this year we started with Oaxaca, Mexico, because I had always wanted to go. We didn't go to the beach side. We went to the city side, and it was so pretty. They're so colorful. There's so much culture. I don't know. It's just a different way of living. Every time I go to Mexico, I just fall in love more and more with Mexico, and I want to see more of it. But we had such a good time. We ate a lot. We shopped. Mostly shopped for jewelry and just little cute outfits. I got this shirt. I hope it fits. I haven't even tried it on. That was like handmade. And me agarré una tejana. And we were just exploring, trying all the mezcal. Oh my god, the mezcal is really good out there, because when I've had mezcal here, nunca me ha gustado. But we went to like a mezcal tasting. I learned about all the different agaves and the different tastings. We saw a calenda firsthand. We actually saw two. I think one was a birthday, another one was a wedding. And a calenda is basically like a walking parade, un party. Like un desfile de banda with dancing. They're throwing candy. They're giving mezcal shots. But I was so blown away by the wedding. All their guests were wearing white dresses, white suits, white shirts. And then there was a bride and the groom. Everybody was just having the best time, and I'm like, yo me quiero casar aquí. So, si alguien se quiere casar conmigo, va a ser en Oaxaca. Because it was such a beautiful, like, I don't know, I just felt very emotional about it. I don't even know the people, but it was so pretty. And just imagine, like, your guests are going to be talking about your wedding for ages, because who else has a parade for their wedding? Not many people. Pero en Mexico, las bodas son something else. We didn't really plan our trip, like, hour by hour, but we just had an idea of things we wanted to do. And we used TripAdvisor. That's what my sister and I always use when we go somewhere, and TikTok. We did one tour. We booked a tour where they took us to Montalban. They took us to different homes of people that do black pottery, where they do alebrijes, y también donde hacen, ¿cómo se llama? Textiles, where they do like the weaving. Is that what it's called? I'm not sure. Ni aprendí nada. My memory, I have short-term memory loss, you guys. But everything was so pretty. So much work goes into the art that is sold in Oaxaca. So it really just gives you an appreciation for just their work and their culture and how much goes into like one piece of art. Overall, it was an amazing trip. I do recommend to visit Oaxaca to the city side. I want to go to the beach side one day. I think for the city, you probably need a good 3.5 days to four. I think we did 4 to 5. Can't remember. But the reason that we did that is just that the flights that worked with my budget were at different times. I don't know. We just wanted to take it slow. We didn't want to be rushing. But if you only have a limited amount of time, I think 3 to 4 days is perfect if you plan your days correctly. I want to go back to Oaxaca, pero Puerto Escondido and Huatulco, they told us that it's really beautiful, so we want to visit, and I've seen videos of it. If you haven't, go look. It looks so beautiful. But next, I don't know, Puerto Vallarta, ¿dónde más quiero ir? I just want to visit more Mexico. Yesterday, my family came over, and my tío and my tía, they're retired, so they've been traveling all over Mexico. And they told us about all the places they went to and how beautiful it is and how there's so much to explore. And they did, like, I forgot where they went, where the monarch butterflies are. And they did, like, a horseback riding. There's so much to do. And people always ask me why I keep going back to Mexico. And it's just because I want to learn more about the culture. And I feel like we haven't been as exposed as I would love to be. I would love to know all of Mexico. That's my goal. Pero algún día sí iré por todo México. So we got back on Monday, and then on Tuesday was my birthday. My birthday was on April 9th. I turned 34, and in true señora fashion, I slept in because I was so tired. Went to breakfast at my favorite cafe, which is Rodeo Cafe, here where I live in Jurupa Valley, and I had my chicken fried steak. No, my country fried steak, not chicken fried steak. Country fried steak with my potatoes, my cafecito, and my sourdough toast. It was so amazing. I spent it with my mom, the lady that brought me to Earth. And we went shopping. And what else did we do? We got some cupcakes. So we kind of just chilled. And my mom was like, no, you want to go like to a nice restaurant? And honestly, I didn't. I just wanted to chill. I wanted to return a bunch of clothes that I had bought, que no me quedó, and just return my Amazon orders that came late. And I also had to shop for a brand event that I got invited to for Coachella. So my birthday was great. The next day I went back to work and they had a breakfast little potluck for me. My coworkers are so sweet and everybody was like, oh, it's your birthday. You can do whatever you want. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go home. I'm just kidding. And yeah, my week just went by so fast. On Friday, I had a brand event to go to. I met Jen and I met Jazz. If you don't follow them, Jen and Jazz, they do fashion lifestyle content. It's Jen Alondra and Jazz Lupita. They are the sweetest. I met them at the Chispa event. And then Jen invited us to go to the Celsius event for Coachella. I was really excited. I've never been to any big Coachella brand event. My first time to Coachella was, 2 years ago? But I only went for one day. It was such a mission to get to the event because we didn't realize how close the event venue was next to Coachella. It was literally down the street. And we thought we were like good on time and there was so much traffic. We finally like figured out how to get there. We parked far away. Then we got an Uber to the location, dropped us off on the street, and then we like walked in. But I'm glad we did, because if not, we would have never got in because the line was insane. As soon as we walked in, we got some waters and then we got some Celsius. Nos tomamos fotos. We had some drinky drinks. Y luego salió T-Pain. When I tell you, we were singing every lyric and just like having the best time of our lives because we grew up listening to that music. So T-Pain has a lot of bangers. I don't know how many songs like I knew of him. And he was such a good performer. It was so funny because he would take breaks and he's like, y'all, I need to take a break. I'm getting old. And I'm like, I feel you, T-Pain, because my feet are hurting. I don't know how all of y'all last at Coachella because that shit's tiring. Last time I wore tennis shoes. This time me puse botas y ya me dolían los pies like by the end of the night. And I was only there for a couple hours. But we had a blast. And when I was there, I was just thinking about like full circle moment and just thinking about how I used to be so afraid to put myself outside of my comfort zone. And I know I probably sound like a broken record, but putting yourself out of your comfort zone really puts you in situations where you meet people and you make connections. And look at me, like, going to Celsius event. Who would have thought? Not me. I would have never thought that I would be in these events. And it's just nice to see Latinas supporting Latinas and just Latina representation in general, because there's not many of us. I saw a handful of us, but not enough. And we need more. I am proud of all the Latinas that are out there getting supported by brands and just going on these trips, but there's not enough of us and there needs to be more of us. And I'm so glad that finally I'm seeing people that look like me in these spaces, because for a long time you never saw that. I never even thought this would have been possible ever, to be honest, because I never imagined me doing any sort of social media, any sort of podcast. I was a shy girl, but really putting yourself out of your comfort zone really changes your life. So if you needed a sign, this is your sign. Get out of your comfort zone, because you never know what's going to happen next. In honor of my 34th birthday, I am doing a sale on my website. So www.unbreakablelatina.com. You can shop for any merch and you'll get 15% off with code UNBREAKABLE34. So that's 15% off with the code UNBREAKABLE34. And this sale will be over next Monday at 12 a.m. So take advantage. There are beanies, tote bags, and sticker bundles. So get yours today. So now that I've caught you guys up on my life, a little bit of what I've been up to, I want to get into today's topic, and I want to talk about aging and just timelines and turning 34, just reflexiones de la treintona de la unbreakable Latina. Because I used to always think like, oh my god, when I turn 30 I have to have it all together, especially how I grew up. Like, my parents by this age, so I'm 34, by 34 my mom already had a 4-year-old and a like 10-11 year old. They had a home together, they were married, like life was just, they were doing, you know, mom things. And I'm out here just living the total opposite of what my mom and my dad were living at my age. I know most of you guys are in your 20s, mid-20s to late-20s, early-30s. And there's a couple of you that are older than me, but most are around, like, the 20s. That's, like, my biggest audience. And I am your big sister. I hear that all the time. So let me tell you, the 30s are really the best years. And all my treintonas can agree, because I feel like at this age, you're so like, don't care about what anybody thinks. And you do things because you want to do them. Because in your 20s, I feel like a lot of us were people pleasing or just figuring out who we were. And I feel like I finally know what I want from life and what I want to feel every day, because I've been unhappy. You know, I've traveled, I've done a lot of growing, and I've done a lot of self-discovery through my self-love journey, that I feel like I'm just such a different person now. And I feel like I may sound repetitive, because a lot of my episodes have to do with like embracing who you are and living life for yourself and being selfish, but it really me nació en el corazón to do this episode, because I've done a lot of self-reflecting these last couple of days, like traveling and just seeing where I am in life today and how different, how some birthdays were miserable. And now, I mean, I've always loved birthdays, but there has been a couple of birthdays where I felt like, damn, I'm getting old and I'm not where I thought I was gonna be. And I think that we have to let go of these self-given deadlines of where your life is supposed to be at this age, because a lot of people have this plan. Y como dice my mom always has this saying, like, uno pone y Dios dispone. Like, we sometimes plan our lives to be a certain way and it just doesn't go as planned. It never does. You could have like an outline or goals that you want to set for yourself, but when you're like, by 34 I need to do this, or by 35 I need to do this, and if I don't accomplish this then I'm a failure, and it just doesn't work that way. And that's one thing that I've learned, is just let go of those damn timelines. Let go of the peer pressure of like, when are you getting married, or when are you gonna have a baby, like, you're getting old, you're getting that. And now when people ask me that, I just say like, maybe it's just not in the cards for me right now. And when I let go of those timelines and just let go of that plan that I had for myself in my head, I really started living life as one day at a time, un día a la vez, y take it for what it is. So recently, I don't know if I talked about this on the last episode, but I was really frustrated and Now it's like an inside joke between me and my mom. I was really frustrated because I was running late to work because I stayed up late. My fault. Everything was my fault, right? Like, I put myself in this situation. I woke up late and I was running late to work. I was about to walk out of my house. My mom was on vacation. She has spring break. She works at a school. And she got up and she was just looking at me like, do you need help with anything in the morning? And I'm just like, no. And I was walking out with my 20 bags because I'm a señora and I have 20 bags. I have my gym bag, my lunch bag, and like, I don't know what else I had. And I opened the door, y está frío. I'm like over here wearing a dress without a jacket. And I'm like, shit, I have to go back. So I drop all my bags and I'm like, oh, this life. Like, it's so dramatic, right? I'm dramatic as fuck. I'm like, this life. And then my mom's like, ¿qué tienes? I'm like, oh, it's cold. I need to get a jacket. So I go back, I run in, get a jacket, and then I'm walking out. I say bye to my mom. My mom then checks in on me, like, is everything okay? Because I was really, like, dramatic. Like, I hate this life. But I caught myself because my mom called me out, and she was like, why are you being so negative? And I thought to myself, why? Like, you put yourself in this situation. And then I just, like, realized, like, life isn't that bad. Like, you could have it so much worse. Like, why are you complaining? Life is not that bad. And the reason that I bring this up is just because I want to show you guys that, you know, I'm not perfect. Like, bad bitches have bad days, too. But it's just appreciate life for what it is right now. Like, thank God I had a sweater. Thank God I have a job to go to and a car that I get to drive to work and, you know, a phone that wakes me up with my alarm. You have to be grateful for every day and let go of those timelines. Life isn't bad. I mean, there is bad things that happen, but we have to see the best in every day. And I think this goes along with like aging. I have always had this perspective of, oh my God, like I'm getting old because society makes you feel that way. But when you let go of like, wow, like you're aging gracefully because you're taking care of your body and you get to live another year on this earth, like how lucky are you to be here on this earth to celebrate another birthday? And not every year is easy. I've had some really tough years, but looking back, I'm like, okay, like because of all those, you know, road bumps that I had in my path of life, like it made me who I am today. And it made me such a strong person. And sometimes like, I'm like, I do not want to be strong. Like, why is there so much trauma? But it made me who I am today. And I'm very proud of the person that I have become. And my 30s are way better than my 20s because I've been speaking up about what I believe in. I put boundaries. I took care of my mental health. I am not perfect. I have, like I said, I have bad days, but I truly feel like I've entered this era where I'm unapologetically myself. And I also don't have it all together like I thought I would. I used to think that people in their 30s had it all together, but they don't. No one has it together. We're all figuring it out. So if you're afraid of aging, this is your sign to not be afraid. I feel like when I entered my 30s, I started accepting who I was and just this level of confidence that I've never had and did not exist in my 20s. Now I have a sense of self-worth and self-awareness. I know what I want, what I deserve, and what matters to me. Like what makes me happy. And it's just a beautiful chapter in my life. I also think in your 20s, you're trying so hard to like build your career and you're graduating college and you're trying to land that perfect job and get settled in and figure out who you are. And it's just a lot. You're just a little teenager. I feel like when I look back at my 20s, ni sabía lo que quería. I didn't know. I was one of those people that were completely lost. I've been lost for a long time. And I finally found myself when I've talked about this in previous episodes where I knew that I had to go to college because my parents told me that I had to go to college because I'm a first generation born Latina in my family, first generation Mexican. And my parents told me, like, go to school and after school, you're going to find a great job. And it didn't go that way for me. I went to school. I had a miserable time in college, even though I do not regret my degree. I don't regret going to school. I do wish I would have had more time to participate in internships and things like that. If I could go back in time, I would do things different, but we don't have that opportunity. But, you know, it didn't go that way. When I got out of school, I felt so lost. I was just like, damn, like, what do I want to do with my life? Even when I was in school, I didn't know what I wanted to major in. I didn't know what I liked. I was never passionate really about anything except like talking on a microphone to myself. When I was little, I used to record myself. So I guess it's a full circle moment that I was meant to do something like this. But I felt very lost for a long time. And I get this question asked a lot, like, oh my God, like, am I ever going to figure it out? You will. You will, little by little, you will. Take a chance on yourself. Go after a passion that you have. I know, like, our parents had the best intentions of, like, you know, because back then, if you went to college, you would land this amazing job. But right now, the market's not like it used to be. And everything's so different. Everything's so expensive. We're all struggling. So give yourself grace. Aging is not bad. Being in your 30s and not having it all figured out is not bad. But it really is good in a sense that you do realize what you want out of life. I think in my 20s, I was just so focused on building something for myself that I would lose track of life. And now I've learned to slow down. I think also, like, a lot of life events have happened where I've lost loved ones. And I know that we're not here on this earth forever. So make every day count. And just be happier where you are. And if you look at, like, famous people that have created something, like a brand or like a social media platform, a lot of people have done that in their 30s, because, like, in your 20s, you're still trying to figure it out. So just live your life and let go of these deadlines. I swear, like, I always feel like people are so like, oh my God, I should have had this, and I'm like, why do we care? As long as you're happy and you're healthy and you're doing something you're passionate about, you're doing something positive in your life, then just live your life. And I think when I turned 30 was when everything hit for me, when everything started clicking slowly. It doesn't happen overnight, it's a process, but I got this clarity that I realized that where I was at that age in that moment is not where I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I was just like, no, this is not the life that I want to live. There has to be more to it. I was unhappy. I was not, like, miserable, but I was not happy. I was just, like, not content where I was, what I was doing. And when that sense of clarity hit, everything changed for me, because I feel like you realize, oh my God, like, this is real life and life is short and my 20s just flew by. You're not downing vodka at the club anymore. If you do, I mean, that's cool. Like, sometimes yo me paso de tequilitas, but I pay for it the next day. And one thing that I have learned, like, aging is that drinking is not like what it used to be. Sometimes before, I used to have a drink and, like, keep going. And then I would get hungover and my day would go to waste the next day. Now, I can't afford to lose time like that. So as you get older, some of us don't like to party like that. A mí no me gusta así. A veces sí, que se me pasa el tequila, whatever. But I pay for it the next day. And then I hate it. I get in this little, like, depressive mode. And it's just not me anymore. I did that when I was younger. I do like to have a cocktail here and there. Pero para ponerme así hasta la chancla, ya no estoy para eso. The point of life is just to live a meaningful life. And I think that that's one thing that I really discovered recently. Because I've talked about this before, where I had a conversation with Angela. And we were talking about, like, what's the point of all this? And it's just to live a meaningful life and do things that you want to do and be happy and surround yourself with good people. I think when you finally realize that that is the meaning in life and it's not just checking all these boxes on this timeline, then you truly are enjoying life for what it is. Remember that aging is beautiful, and like I said, not everyone has the privilege to live, like, another year, and you do. So if you're listening to this today, I hope this is inspiring to you. And remember that you have to focus on yourself. Don't compare yourself to other people and whatever they post on Instagram. Like, they're getting married, they're having kids, they're doing this. When you let go of all that outside pressure and you just start living for what you want to do, like, do I want to go out for a walk today? I'm going to go out for a walk. Do I want to travel here? I'm going to go here. And you start doing that, you're going to feel so fulfilled yourself. And remember that if you don't fulfill yourself, you're never going to be happy. And that's a huge lesson that I had to learn the hard way, was that the more I focus on making everybody around me happy, the less happy I was. And when I just let go of being responsible for other people's happiness and just putting myself first and just, you know, being happy with who I am, I began embracing every year in my 30s even more. So if I could reflect back to my 20s, in my 20s, I was really lonely. I was just trying to fit in. I was trying to accomplish everything that society told me that I needed to accomplish. And I didn't truly live for me. I lived for everybody else. But in my 30s, I've learned to live for myself. I've got out of my comfort zone. I am opening up more to people. I'm not embarrassed to do things. I'm still a little shy taking pictures in public, but I found this beautiful hobby that I have of podcasting. I've made so many connections. I've made amazing friendships. I feel confident. I feel happier. I care less. I'm more comfortable in my own skin. I have learned that my body is not going to look like it used to look in my 20s. And a huge accomplishment in my 30s that I have really been so proud of is learning to be alone. I think that's one of the biggest challenges that I've had because I used to think that I needed a partner to be happy. I used to think that I needed to surround myself by a group of people to feel fulfilled. And now I'm just so comfortable being alone, and it really has changed my life. It also has made dating very challenging because I feel like if you're competing with anyone, you're competing with me. You're competing with the life that I give myself. And if you can provide like value to my everyday life, then I don't want that partnership. I want somebody to add value and just someone that I enjoy hanging out with. So in conclusion, your treintona amiguis aquí says that your 30s are amazing, and I just feel like I'm just confident in who I am, what I want, and it has led me to a lot of drastic life changes which have made me so happy. So my confidence has grown, and I don't know, everything's just great right now, and I can't complain. And thank you guys so much for continuing to support my podcast journey. While I was on vacation, I did some OOTDs and you guys really like them. Do you guys want to see more outfits of the day? I feel like I'm entering my fashion girly era. I recently received a message from one of my high school friends and he was just like, dude, like you look cool now. Like, what happened? And I'm like, I've always been cool. He's like, no, the way you've been dressing and blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess I just discovered my style and what works for me. So I thought that was a cute compliment. And let me know what you guys want to see more of my life. I know I talked about doing vlogs, but they're a lot of work. There's so much work. Pero mejor hago como a day in my life, like some quick ones. Díganme que quieren ver más de mi vida. I have a couple guests that are in the future. I have my friend Ruben's gonna come on the podcast, and then Angela and I, and then I have another guest that I have to set up. So I'm entering my guest era because as much as I love podcasting, I know that the whole reason I created this was to amplify voices. So, more guests coming soon. I've been talking about that for 500 years. Pero ahora sí me voy a poner las pilas, amigas. I recently had a conversation with my cousin, and he's like, dude, like, you need to do it already. Like, what are you waiting for? So, he kind of gave me like a little pep talk yesterday when my family came over to celebrate my birthday. My mom made some birria. And I'm feeling really positive about a lot of things. So, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Your girl rambling per usual. No lloré hoy. What a miracle. If this is your first episode that you've listened to, I usually cry on my episodes. So consider yourself safe from tears this time. Love you guys so much. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on TikTok and Instagram. If you guys want to see the Coachella party that I went to, go on there. Go like and follow Jen and follow Jazz for fashion content. They're awesome. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.